House will be in order. The chair recognizes Representative Winchettle for multiple motions.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Mr. Speaker, I move that a time certain be set for the close of the debate, and that the House act on the following question, and all amendments filed to the question no later than 12:15 a.m. on Thursday, March 25th, 2021, and then immediately proceed to closing remarks and final passage of House File 813.
You've all heard the motion. The clerk will open the machine and receive your vote. Gobble votes aye. Bohannon votes no. Have you all now voted? Division and record has been requested by Representative Pritchard, seconded by the state, Lynn. It's now a record roll call vote. Have you all now voted? Clerk, close the machine. The House pay attention to the results of the vote. Those voting aye, 57. Those voting no, 34. Absent or not voting, 9. Chair recognizes the motion has prevailed. The chair recognizes the gentleman from Harrison, Representative Winchettle.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Mr. Speaker, I move to suspend Rule 61.
You've all heard the motion. The clerk will open the machine and receive your vote. Division of record has been requested by the gentleman from Woodbury, Representative Hall, seconded by the lady from Polk, Representative Confirst. Now record roll call vote. Bohannon votes no. Meyer of Polk votes no. Smith of Blackhawk votes no. Have you all now voted? Clerk, close the machine. The House pay attention to results of the vote. Those voting aye, 57. Those voting no, 34. Absent or not voting, 9. Motion has prevailed. The chair recognizes the gentleman from Harrison, Representative Winchettle.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
The House will be in order.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Good evening, Mr. Speaker. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen of the House. Mr. Speaker, I move to immediately consider House File 813.
Are there objections? Chair hears none, so ordered. There's been an objection. Chair recognizes the gentleman from Harrison, Representative Winchettle.
Mr. Speaker, it is a motion.
I apologize. This was a motion. The chair, the clerk will open the machine and receive your vote. Division and record have been requested by the gentleman from Floyd, Representative Pritchard, and seconded by a lady from Polk, Representative Confirst. It's now a record roll call vote. Have you all now voted? Clerk, close machine. The House pay attention. Results of the vote. Those voting 57. Those voting aye 57. Those voting no 36. Abstain voting 7. Motion to consider House File 813 has prevailed. We are now on House File 813. We are on amendment. The chair recognizes the lady from Scott, Representative Winkler, for Amendment H1243.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Ladies and gentlemen of the House, Amendment 1243 goes to the founding group state board, and after the description of the founding group on page 8, line 13 of the bill, it states that the person or education service providers comprising a founding group shall not be compensated by the charter schools. I'd be happy to answer any questions.
Is there a discussion? The chair recognizes the gentleman from Sioux, Representative Wheeler.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Mr. Speaker, ladies and gentlemen of the House, on page 13 of the bill, lines 33 through 35, it is explicitly laid out that these founding groups and the founding of the charter school must be nonprofit. I'd ask the body to reject this amendment. Thank you.
Chair recognizes the lady from Johnson, Representative Masher.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Ladies and gentlemen of the House, this bill has a great deal of work that needs to be done before it's ever ready for prime time. Representative Winkler's amendment is one of the ways to do that. Would Representative Wheeler yield?
Will the gentleman yield?
Yes.
You're in order.
Representative Wheeler, how many of these charters are you anticipating the state will have to pay for the first year?
Representative, is that dealing with this amendment?
I asked how many charters you thought the state would be dealing with this year.
That has nothing to do with the amendment. I'd be happy to answer questions on the amendment.
Thank you. The reason this bill went to APPROPES was to identify what the actual cost would be, so we have some kind of an idea of what impact this will have on our state budget. I doubt that this is a standing unlimited. That would make no sense at all. If this particular bill is going to be considered, we ought to have a limit on how much it will actually cost the taxpayers of the state of Iowa. We've already identified that students from outside of Iowa can enroll in these schools. There's nothing that prevents them from doing that. We've already stated that, and it shows that. I will be a no vote on this bill. We could have done so much better had we taken the time and actually done a bill that would have worked for Iowa. Thank you.
Chair recognizes the gentleman from Lynn, Representative Stade.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Would Representative Wheeler yield for some questions, please?
Will the gentleman yield?
Yes, Mr. Speaker.
You're in order.
Yeah, Representative Wheeler, can these founding groups or these charter schools be nonprofits?
The founding group is a nonprofit.
Nonprofits. And can a nonprofit own profitable businesses?
Representative, the founding group is a nonprofit.
So the nonprofit groups, which we quote nonprofit, many of these groups, there's a loophole here. Compensation is not covered in this bill because nonprofits own, and particularly with these charter schools, the nonprofits own profit for-profit companies.
Representative, there's not a loophole in this bill. There's not a loophole in that part either. I don't know where you came up with that.
Thank you, Mr. Wheeler. Ladies and gentlemen.
Representative.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen of the House, there is a huge loophole. Nonprofits, we all know, own companies that are for-profit companies. And it's also in the literature out there about these charter schools that these nonprofits sign contracts and agreements with their for-profit business partners. So what, in fact, you could do without regulations on the compensation. You can have nonprofits running these schools, hiring, doing agreements with their own entities, taking money from kids to provide profits to their partners and even their owners. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen.
Chair recognizes the lady from Saragorda, Representative Steckman.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'd kind of like to get something straight tonight. We have a charter school in our code right now. 256F. So they've created a whole new section, and I figured out why. We seem to be doing away with local control all the way around. A lot of things we've done have taken away local control. So if you look at the charter school highlights for our charter schools that we have right now, it's creating a new school within an existing public school system, converting an existing public school to charter school status. An advisory council is set up, appointed by the school board, not made up of people just coming together making a charter school. It's appointed by an elected school board. An application may come from the principal, teachers, parents, guardians of students of the existing school. So all of those people can make a charter school. A school cannot enter into a contract to be a charter school without 50% of the employees and the parents agreeing to it. To establish an innovation zone, school zone, the application must be submitted to the Iowa State School Board of Education with 50% support of teachers and parents. Charter school, innovation school are required to do the following: meet all federal, state, and local health and safety requirements, all laws prohibiting discrimination, etc. This is already in code, and it's allowing local school districts to do it. Elected local school boards can do this already. The problem is, in the last 10 years, there has been no funding for charter schools. There used to be a federal grant for charter schools. That was eliminated. The funding for public schools has been cut and cut and cut, as I mentioned last time, in the last 10 years. So schools don't have the extra money to do programs like this. They are barely making it by now. So the only thing I can see is this bill that we're looking at now creates a whole new section with almost the same things that are in the charter schools now, except no local control by elected people, the school board. I think we have some school board members here in this body that should know that. So you can spin it any way you want, but I think this bill is not about kids, it's about money.
Chair recognizes the lady from Lynn, Representative Donahue.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker, ladies and gentlemen of the House. I'll make this quick. The thing is about this bill is, as you've heard from others before, we already have code that allows for charter schools. We already have a lot of things built in that we could be doing for our schools. See, our schools aren't failing, and our teachers aren't failing, and our kids certainly are not failing. We are failing every single day, and this body has failed for years by not giving the schools what they need so they can be flexible and innovative, as Representative Wheeler would like these charter schools to be. Schools are doing without year after year, and they're doing great things. Take this year, for example. I have never seen my coworkers work so hard between online, hybrid, face-to-face.
State your point.
Mr. Speaker, this has nothing to do with the amendment. H-1243 is before this body.
Representative Holt, your point is well taken. Representative Donahue, please confine your remarks to Amendment 1243.
The fact is that the charter schools are not doing what's best for kids, and I'll leave it there. Thank you.
Chair recognizes the lady from Johnson, Representative Bohannon.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker, ladies and gentlemen of the House. Representative Winkler, would you yield to a question, please?
Will the lady yield?
Sure.
You're in order.
So bringing us back to the amendment, can you remind us exactly what your amendment would do?
It identifies that a person serving on the governing board cannot be compensated by the charter school. So any person on that board can't receive a salary from the charter school.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Representative Winkler. Representative, will Representative Wheeler yield? Sorry.
Will the gentleman yield?
Yes.
Thank you.
In order.
Would you remind us of your answer to Representative Winkler's question?
Sure.
Amendment?
I'd be happy to, but I'll also go back and correct Representative Winkler on her amendment. Her amendment simply says persons or education service providers comprising a founding group shall not be compensated by the charter school. It does not talk about the governing board.
Okay. And so, sorry.
So the answer in short is the founding group is nonprofit to start with, number one. And number two, this is not necessary.
Okay. So is what you're saying that because it's a nonprofit, by definition, these people can't be compensated?
What I'm saying is this is unnecessary because we already cover under this section. What she's trying to get at is that these are, in my opinion, what she's trying to get at is they're going to just use this to just pay themselves big bucks, which is not going to happen.
And because you know that.
Because they can't.
Because
we explicitly say so in the bill. They can pay an education service provider who works through their charter school to provide education services, but they're not going to run around and we're going to fund our founding group big dollars and then not operate our charter school. They'll have their charter and their contract revoked.
Okay. So you're saying that they cannot be paid. Can you
That is not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is that, in my opinion, what has been said on the floor tonight is that the founding group is going to start up and they're going to just take the money and then run, and that cannot happen.
So, you know, your current answer is a little confusing to me. I'm having trouble processing what you're saying. Maybe it's the late hour. But in fact, a lot of nonprofits have some very high paid people, right?
Credit unions too, yes.
I mean, I'm sorry?
Credit unions do for sure.
Well,
she said nonprofits.
The NRA, $1.8 million.
Representative Bohannon.
Well.
Representative Bohannon.
Okay. He opened the door.
Representative Bohannon, there's been a point of order before the floor. Representative Kressig, state your point. Representative Wheeler, please confine your remarks. Please leave the credit unions out of this debate tonight.
So I'll just say, I mean, your initial answer to Representative Winkler's amendment was that this could not happen because this is a nonprofit, and I'm simply saying that in fact many nonprofits have very highly paid employees.
Representative, if I remind you, I had to correct what the amendment was first off, so you also did not have clarification on the amendment. You were thinking it was the governing board. This was the founding group. And explicitly in the bill, I read from the bill on page 13 that these founding groups were to be set up as nonprofit. I'd never said they could not be paid. I said, in my opinion, what has been attacked is that they're going to take these huge sums of money and run, and that's not going to happen.
I'm not sure that's what the amendment said, but thank you very much.
Seeing no further discussion, the chair recognizes the gentleman from Sioux, Representative Wheeler.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Sorry for a second time, Mr. Speaker, ladies and gentlemen of the House. Just to clarify, I'll read the amendment again. Persons or education service providers comprising a founding group shall not be compensated by the charter school. Apparently, we had some difficulty figuring that out. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Chair recognizes the lady from Scott, Representative Winkler, for closing remarks on Amendment 1243.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Ladies and gentlemen of the House, not compensated is not synonymous with a nonprofit. So identifying that a founding group is set up as a nonprofit does not mean that that founding group could not, without this amendment, pay the members on the founding group. What we are saying is the persons or the education service provider that sits on the founding group shall not be compensated by the charter schools. I move my amendment and ask for a division and a record.
The lady from Scott moves Amendment 1243. She has requested a division and a record, seconded by the lady from Lynn, Representative Donahue. This is now a record roll call vote. The clerk will open the machine, receive your vote. Breckinridge votes aye. Confers votes aye. Hall votes aye. Jacobson votes no. Segrist votes no. Jones votes no. Have you all now voted? Clerk close machine, the House pay attention results of vote. Those voting aye, 37. Those voting no, 58. Absent or not voting, 5. The clerk call up the next amendment.
H1252 by Smith of Blackhawk.
Chair recognizes gentleman from Blackhawk, Representative Smith, for opening remarks on Amendment 1252.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. There is a secondary amendment.
There is a second degree amendment. The clerk call up the amendment.
H1277 by Smith of Blackhawk.
Chair recognizes gentleman from Blackhawk, Representative Smith, for Amendment H1277.
Amendment 1277 is a simple amendment. It says that the governing board of the charter schools shall establish and provide a homeschool assistance program to assist students receiving instruction under Chapter 299A. If these are public schools, as Representative Wheeler states, then they should be supporting our homeschools with HISAP as our public schools currently do. I'll take any questions on this amendment.
Is there discussion? Chair recognizes the gentleman from Sioux, Representative Wheeler.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Mr. Speaker, ladies and gentlemen of the House, I was trying to give Representative Smith some time to get to his next one. I would ask the body to reject this. Thank you.
Seeing no further discussion, the chair recognizes the gentleman from Blackhawk, Representative Smith, for closing remarks on Amendment 1277. He moves Amendment 1277. All those in favor should vote aye. Division and record have been requested. The gentleman from Blackhawk, Representative Smith, seconded by the lady from Lynn, Representative Donahue. This is now a record roll call vote. Clerk call machine, receive your vote. Breckinridge, aye. Confirst, aye. Hall votes aye. Have you all now voted? Clerk close machine, House pay attention results of the vote. Those voting aye, 39. Those voting no, 56. Absent or not voting 5. The amendment has failed. We've reached the time of the motion of the point certain. We are now on Amendment 1252. All those in favor should vote aye. All those opposed vote no. The clerk will open the machine. Receive your vote. Hall votes aye. Have you all now voted? Clerk close machine, the House pay attention results. House pay attention result of the vote. Those voting aye, 38. Those voting no, 57. Absent or not voting, 5. The amendment has failed. Will the clerk call up the next amendment?
H1236 by Gobble of Polk.
The gentleman from Polk has requested unanimous consent to withdraw the amendment. Are there objections? Chair hears none, so withdrawn. With the withdrawal of 1236, amendment 1246 is out of order. Will the clerk call up the next amendment?
H1253 by Masher of Johnson.
We are considering amendment 1253. All those in favor shall vote aye. All those opposed will vote no. Clerk will open the machine and receive your vote. Hall votes aye. Have you all now voted? Clerk close machine, the House pay attention results of the vote. Those voting aye, 38. Those voting no, 57. Absent or not voting, 5. The amendment has failed. Will the clerk call up the next amendment?
H1255 by Gobble of Polk.
Chair, we're in consideration of amendment H1255. All those in favor shall vote aye. All those opposed will vote no. The clerk will open the machine and receive your vote. Hall votes aye. Have you all now voted? The clerk close machine, the House pay attention results of the vote. Those voting aye, 94. Those voting no, 1. Absent or not voting, 5. Will the clerk call up the next amendment?
H1259 by Ellert of Lynn.
The House will be considering H1259. All those in favor shall vote aye. All those opposed vote no. The clerk will open the machine. Receive your vote. Have you all now voted? Clerk close machine. The House pay attention results of the vote. Those voting aye, 38. Those voting no, 57. Absent or not voting, 5. The amendment has failed. The clerk called the next amendment.
H1264 by Donahue of Lynn.
We're considering amendment H1264. All those in favor shall vote aye. All those opposed vote no. The clerk will open the machine. Receive your vote. Confers votes aye. Have you all now voted? Clerk close machine, the House pay attention results of vote. Those voting aye, 39. Those voting no, 56. Absent or not voting, 5. The amendment has failed. Clerk call up the next amendment.
H1265 by Winkler of Scott.
We will now consider amendment H1265. All those in favor shall vote aye. All those opposed vote no. Clerk call up the machine, receive your vote. Have you all now voted? Clerk close machine, the House pay attention results of the vote. Those voting aye, 39. Those voting no, 56. Absent or not voting, 5. The amendment has failed. Clerk call up the next amendment.
H1250 by Cahill of Marshall.
We are now considering H1250. All those in favor shall vote aye. All those opposed vote no. Clerk roll machine, receive your vote. Clerk close the machine. Have you all now voted? The clerk close machine. House pay attention results of the vote. Those voting aye, 39. Those voting no, 56. Absent or not voting, 5. The amendment has failed. Clerk call up the next amendment.
H1251 by Donahue of Lynn.
We are now considering H1251. The clerk will open the machine. Those in favor vote aye. Those opposed vote no. The clerk will open the machine. Receive your vote. Have you all voted? Clerk close machine, the House potential results of the vote. Those voting aye, 39. Those voting no, 56. Absent or not voting, 5. The amendment has failed. Clerk call up the next amendment.
H1261 by Smith of Blackhawk.
We are now considering H1261. The clerk will open the machine. All those in favor vote aye. All those opposed vote no. Clerk will open the machine. Receive your vote. Have you all now voted? Clerk close machine, the House pay attention results of the vote. Those voting aye, 38. Those voting no, 56. Absent or not voting, 6. The amendment has failed. The clerk call up the next amendment.
H1260 by Winkler of Scott.
We are now considering H1260. All those in favor vote aye. All those opposed vote no. Clerk will open the machine, the House pay attention. The House receive your vote. Have you all now voted? Clerk close machine, the House pay attention results of the vote. Those voting aye, 39. Those voting no, 56. Absent or not voting, 5. The amendment has failed. Clerk call up the next amendment.
H1263 by Steckman of Cerro Gordo.
We are now considering H1263. All those in favor shall vote aye. All those opposed vote no. The clerk will open the machine. Your vote. Have you all now voted? Clerk close machine, the House pay attention results of the vote. Those voting aye, 39. Those voting no, 56. Absent or not voting, 5. That disposes of all the amendments. Chair recognizes the gentleman from Sioux, Representative Wheeler, for closing remarks on Amendment HF813.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Mr. Speaker, ladies and gentlemen of the House, I know this might surprise some of you, but when I was in baseball, when I played college baseball, I swung at every pitch. I hated to walk. And tonight, I feel like I had to walk as opposed to getting my at-bat. But that's the decisions that were made, and that's beyond me. I'm going to start tonight with something posted on social media by Iowa House Democrats prior to debate, in which they called for blowing up my switchboard as well as my inbox regarding this bill. And that's fine if you thought that I was actually going to change my mind as the bill manager, but of course you guys did not believe that. In a further comment, you actually placed your intent in which you said, we don't want to make this easy on him. Very classy. Mr. Speaker, I'd like to give compliments to Representative Gabel, who had a great amendment and didn't get the opportunity to speak on it, and I'm glad that we took that amendment regarding open meetings, which will increase transparency, which we heard a lot about here tonight. Representative Masher, you made an interesting quote where you said, "This is taxation without representation regarding charter schools and governing boards." I don't know. I would argue the Board of Regents would be the same way. Tonight we heard, and we would have heard it over and over and over again, several comments that I had heard in a prior debate a few years ago. Those comments, and I won't name anybody specifically, and I might later, maybe I will. Those comments tend to be, if you take up this bill, you're going to hurt small rural schools. 2018, in our education omnibus bill, dealing with expanding online school as an option, several of you guys said the exact same things. I will not name this representative because she is not here any longer, but I will quote her. If you have questions or you think that I'm lying, you can come and check this out later. And I quote, "Our rural schools would be terribly hurt by this. We have children that are already riding the bus for over an hour to get to their buildings. Why in the world would they not sign up for these online courses? And then those schools are going to close." That was an actual quote. So if you live in a rural district and you want your school to close, great. Don't vote for this. A separate quote by somebody that is in this chamber that said something very similar to this tonight said, and I quote, "It will be the wild, wild west, and I think some of you are going to regret this, because you're going to hear from your small rural district, you closed our school. You did it by allowing this," at the time was the online schools, "opportunity, and you handicapped us being able to off those same courses for the kids who want to stay here and now they can't. It's a raid, and you are going to see a lot of it. You opened a door that I don't think you want, and I think you opened a Pandora's box we are going to regret. Sure sounds a heck of a lot like the same stuff we were hearing tonight and we would have heard for the rest of the night." Representative Cahill, you made that comment in saying our small rural schools would be devastated. That is absolutely wrong. And it has been wrong every time that has been said on this floor regarding education. Representative Stade, you said Iowa has excellent public schools. I agree. So I'm not quite sure why you'd be so worried about some competition. You said that public schools meet all the needs of all the students. Okay, they wouldn't need that extra option if what you are saying is true. I don't know why you would fight this. Representative Winkler, you said this bill is going to dismantle our public schools. I am confused at the inconsistency by the minority party of saying we have great public schools that meet all the needs of all of our students, but somehow this charter school bill, public charter school bill, which requires a boatload of application requirements to even have a chance to become a charter school, is somehow going to dismantle our traditional public schools. That absolutely flabbergasts me. Representative Jurdy, you talked about all the great things your public schools are doing, and that's incredible. So again, I would ask, why in the world would you be concerned with this bill? Representative Steckman, I think you had probably the quote of the night. Representative Steckman, you made a claim that this bill is about money. It's not about students. That is a rich quote if I've ever heard one. This bill is about money, not about students. What did I get asked about all night and I would have been asked about the rest of the night? It wasn't about students. It wasn't about what was in their best interest, in my opinion. What was in their best interest? It was about money. That is an absolute rich quote. Representative Brown Powers, you as well said this is going to close our rural schools. That's simply not true. Representative Masher, you talked about transparency and oversight. I would argue the strongest oversight possible is that a charter school can lose their charter and they can have their contract revoked at any time. Traditional public schools don't have that stipulation. At any time, a charter school can go. I could go on and on, and I wish we would have heard some more, because I'm sure it would have just gave me a little extra ammo. I have a few others on there. I won't make those comments. Mr. Speaker, in other states, charter schools have been a huge, huge option for parents and students that don't fit with a traditional public school, that don't fit with online learning, that don't fit with homeschools or magnet schools or private schools. It's another option. And in this body tonight, what we heard was, this isn't what's best, the best interest of the kids. This is about money, to reverse what Representative Steckman said. This is about money. This is about this piece or that piece. How many times tonight did we hear, this is about giving kids and parents options, as parents know what's best for their kids, giving them the tools necessary to do what's best for their kids. This bill is not going to open the floodgates to out-of-state for-profit companies to come in and, excuse my language, screw the state of Iowa and screw our education system and then laugh at us and leave. Many of these organizations have had incredible amounts of success, specifically in minority communities across the nation. In New York State, specifically in New York City, and I hate to bring the guy's name up because he's in a lot of trouble right now, Governor Andrew Cuomo, a Democrat, battled New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio, who was going after charter schools, and defended charter schools because he knows the success there. Thomas Sowell wrote an entire book around charter schools in New York City and showed how successful they were specifically for Black and Hispanic students. And if you have questions on that, I own the book and I have all the data. Representative Abdul-Samad, you're more than welcome to look at that too. We talk about our books later this year. The University of Arkansas recently had a study in which they published that showed that charter schools in the cities that they looked at, which included Washington, D.C., as well as San Antonio and a few other schools, that they operated on less dollars, and yet they had great return on their investment, and they also had great test scores compared to traditional public schools. Again, I am not here to beat up on traditional public schools, but to come out and to say that we're going to fight this because traditional public schools they meet every need possible is simply not true. Mr. Speaker, ladies and gentlemen of the House, I've heard a lot of different things on charter schools. I've read several negative emails and listened to these accusations on this bill for a month now. This issue is not about some education service provider or some attempt to drive a wedge between competing public schools or anything of that sort. This issue is entirely about opportunity and choice for parents and students in the state of Iowa. Parents know what's best on how and where to educate their students and their children. Students all have different needs and perform better in different settings. Some students, as I've said several times, I'll continue to say, they will do better, most students will do better in a traditional brick and mortar public school. Some will do well in private school. Some will have success in homeschooling. Some perform better in online setting. And as we've seen evident across the nation, some will have great success in a charter school. If we believe in parents, and I believe in parents, I am a parent, and we believe that they have the best interest at heart when it comes to where and how to educate their children, and I believe that, then we need to give them as many options as possible. If we agree that different educational settings fit a diverse student population's needs, then we need to provide those different educational settings. If this is about students and not about certain interest groups or money, then we should have no problem getting this passed. Currently, the system is one of protecting against potential competition. I realize the word competition doesn't always sit well with some in here. Representative Steckman, back in 2018, you made a point to point out on that online bill about competition. I was kind of hoping you'd bring that up again tonight. Competition is not a bad thing. In the current system, the traditional public school district signs off on whether or not a charter school starts up. And as I said earlier, and you can say, what do Hy-Vee and all these have to do with this? It's a great example. If you gave the ability to Hy-Vee to say yes or no to Fairway or Aldi or anybody else that has a grocery store to come into town, I'd be a little shocked if they signed off on it. There's nothing in this bill, nothing in law that requires any student, any teacher, any administrator, any staff member to go to or be associated with a charter school whatsoever. It is 100% a choice. We aren't opening the floodgates to outside groups or torching our education system. We are simply advocating for a proven educational option. We are not inventing the wheel. These are all over the United States of America and many Democrat-run cities and states. We are simply advocating for a proven education option to be made a little easier to create and easily available so parents and students can continue to search to ensure they get the best educational setting for them. If your public school is meeting the needs of all of its students, then there wouldn't be a need for a charter school. At the end of the day, this comes down to a real solid question. What are we actually funding? Are we funding systems? Are we funding the status quo? Or are we funding students? I argue strongly tonight, and I'm very passionate, that we should fund students and not systems. This bill comes down to our kids and their futures. It is incumbent upon us in the legislature to seek every opportunity possible to fit each unique individual student and their needs in our great state. Mr. Speaker, to empower parents and to fit the needs of all of our great students, I move House File 813 as amended.
The gentleman from Sioux moves the bill be read for the last time and placed on its passage. Are there objections? Seeing none, the clerk will read.
House File 813, a bill for an act modifying and establishing charter schools and making appropriations be enacted by the General Assembly of the State of Iowa.
Question now is, shall the bill pass? All those in favor of its passage, vote aye. Those opposed, vote no. The clerk will open the machine and receive your vote. Have you all now voted? Clerk, close the machine. The House pay attention to results of the vote. Those voting aye, 55. Those voting no, 40. Absent or not voting, 4. The bill received a five. Excuse me. The bill received a constitutional majority is declared to pass the House. Are there objections to the title? The chair hears none. The title is agreed to. The chair recognizes the gentleman from Harrison, Representative Winchittle.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Mr. Speaker, I ask for unanimous consent to immediately message the following bills to the Senate. House File 838, 839, 694, 735, 768, 781, 798, 736, House Joint Resolution 11, House File 818 and 813.
Are there objections? The chair hears none, so ordered. The chair recognizes the gentleman from Harrison, Representative Winchittle.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. With the passage of House File 838, 839, 694, 735, 798, I ask unanimous consent to withdraw House File 502, 258, 484, 115, and 94.
Are there objections? The chair hears none, so ordered. Chair recognizes the gentleman from Harrison, Representative Winchittle.
I believe the chief clerk has bills to read in.
I bet I have to participate in that then. Assignment of bills.
House File 852 by Committee on Appropriations, a bill for an act relating to the reimbursement of residential physician medical liability insurance premiums in certain hospitals and afflicted nonprofit and affiliated nonprofit organizations.
First reading of bills and order of committee amendment placed on appropriations calendar.
House File 853 by Committee on Ways and Means, a bill for an act relating to snowmobile user permits and registration fees.
First reading of bills and order of committee amendment placed on Ways and Means calendar.
House File 854 by Committee on Ways and Means, a bill for an act providing for delinquency fees for executive branch agencies and untimely rulemaking of certain circumstances and including effective date and retroactive applicable provisions.
First reading bill is an order of committee amendment placed on the Ways and Means calendar. Now the chair recognizes the gentleman from Harrison, Representative Winchettle.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Good evening, Mr. Speaker. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen of the House. For the attention of the body, that'll conclude floor action for today. We will be adjourning until 9 a.m. Republicans will caucus at 9:15 in the Law Library, and we do plan on having floor action yet again tomorrow. Mr. Speaker, if there's no further business to come before the House at this time, I move the House adjourn until Thursday, March 25th at 9 a.m.
Is there for what purpose do you, or the gentleman from Woodbury, Representative Hanson, what purpose do you seek the floor?
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Would I be in order for a brief point of personal privilege?
You're in order.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker, and ladies and gentlemen of the House. It's an old saying, democracy dies in darkness, and that's just not on the masthead of the Washington Post. I think it goes back to a judge's ruling back during the Nixon ages. And for the benefit of both caucuses and the new members, I hope you realize, and maybe your members will tell you that what happened tonight is historical, and I'm not talking about the charter bill. Time certaining is not a hallmark of democracy. I find it a little ironic when the majority party throughout the nation is crying about trying to end the filibuster at the national level and about how undemocratic it would be to eliminate the filibuster, and then look what happens in Iowa. So in a couple weeks' time, we've seen voter suppression, we've seen democracy suppression, and the gentleman from Sioux, he used a sports analogy. You didn't just get walked, you got intentional walked. We had a couple members in our caucus at 3 o'clock today predicted you were time certain. And I literally said, I don't think that's going to happen. Why would they? They have Thursday to debate, you got Friday to debate. But when you got the officials on your sites, sticking with your time, your sports analogy, Mr. Representative Wheeler, got the officials on your side, you can make up your own rules, you can take a rain shortened game, whatever your sports analogy metaphor is, the battle isn't about tomorrow, it isn't tonight. We all, people around you are smart enough, we're all smart enough to know the media has pretty much gone to bed, so it wasn't about that. Democrats were fighting for principles. I don't know how much arm twisting went in to get this to where you had to have it tonight, and I know the governor wants it. But if this is democracy, a little bit of it died tonight after midnight. It's just not a good day in Iowa government history. And you know, and quite frankly, I'm not going to speak for anybody else. There was a time, it's just not what I came back for. People, you believe in the place, you believe in the process. Representative Gabo teaches government. I can't imagine on his worst day he would say, this is how democracy operates. So hopefully we come back tomorrow, we have a debate that's worthy of this body. I'm assuming we'll have a full debate. I just repeat, democracy dies in darkness, and it's awfully dark right now.
Chair recognize gentleman from Polk, Representative Hunter, what purpose do you seek the floor?
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Would I also be in order for a brief point of personal privilege?
You're in order.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen of the House, at 3:34 yesterday afternoon, the Des Moines Register published the following article. In part, it reads, "These are the names of the victims in the Anamosa prison attack," by Nick Coltrane. The Iowa Department of Corrections officials have identified the victims in Tuesday's deadly attack at Anamosa State Penitentiary, and the inmates they say killed them. Registered nurse Lorena Schulte, 50, and correctional officer Robert McFarland, 46, were identified as the deceased. Iowa Department of Corrections Director Beth Skinner said, "Both were killed by blunt force trauma to the back of the head," investigators said at the news conference Wednesday. Two inmates, identified as Michael Dutcher and Thomas Woodard, were trying to escape when Schulte and McFarland tried to stop them. The inmates then attacked them with hammers. Both inmates have been charged with first-degree murder, attempted murder, and second-degree kidnapping. They also attacked another inmate who tried to help the staff but survived his injuries. Two wonderful people had their lives taken while simply trying to do their jobs here in Anamosa, Skinner said at a news conference. One, a nurse whose main mission was to help care for and heal the sick. One, an officer whose main mission was to help keep this facility safe in order for the men here to have a safe and rehabilitative environment. The two inmates were able to acquire the hammers and tools to attempt the escape through a work program at the prison, Iowa Division of Criminal Investigation Special Agent Richard Ron said at the news conference. Anamosa Penitentiary is a maximum and medium security prison with about 950 male inmates and 321 staff, according to its website. Its 2019 annual report listed an average daily population of about 989 people. About 70% of the inmates were convicted of violent crimes, and the average sentence being served is more than 25 years, according to the report. Inmates have routinely assaulted staff at Anamosa, including several incidents involving punches and kicks that caused injuries and required medical treatment in the last year. But the deaths are believed to be the first time an Iowa prison staff member has been killed by an inmate since 1972, when Iowa State Penitentiary Officer Joseph William Cruz was stabbed to death by inmate Warner Stewart Kelly. In 1969, Iowa State Penitentiary Officer Sam Reed was assaulted and stabbed to death by inmate Edward Clark. Ladies and gentlemen of the House, again, the victims were registered nurse Lorena Schulte, 50 years old. Lorena had worked at Anamosa since 2007. The other victim was Officer Robert McFarland. Officer McFarland was 46 years old and had worked at Anamosa since 2008. Please, please keep those that gave their lives to keep Iowa safe and their families in your thoughts and prayers tonight. And also say a prayer for those who are still putting their lives and well-being at risk to protect all Iowans. Thank you.
Do you recognize the gentleman from Polk, Representative Gobble, before I purpose to seek the floor?
Mr. Speaker, would I be in order for a point of personal privilege?
You're in order.
Thank you, Representative Hunter. That's a very important story that we remember. Representative Hansen, thank you for remembering that I'm a teacher. And I would tell my students in my government class that it looked, I don't teach government, I wish I did, hopefully someday, that democracy looks different all the time. And that all we need to do is be gathering and talking and sharing ideas. And I would greatly thank the Majority Leader, the floor manager of the bill for listening to just a couple freshmen, because it's been said before in this chamber that freshmen are suppressed or shouldn't get to talk, and I would just like to thank our leadership for listening to us, taking our concerns into effect, and allowing us to amend the bill tonight. Thank you.
Is Seeing no further business come forth, House, you've all heard the motion. All those in favor shall say aye.
Aye.
All those please say no.
No.
The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The House adjourned.